eighth turnover for the Bearcats on the night. 7-point lead for the Green Devils, 33-26 with 5:17 left in the third. To Randolph, right wing. Now Hoff with it, right wing. And it's stolen by Brandel. Going up for the layup, left hand, it falls for two. Brandel with 3 points in the night, ninth turnover for the Green Devils. Back to a 5-point game, 33-28 Brown City.
Nice anticipation by Brandel, just waiting for the ball to be passed, and he went out there and picked it off and went coast to coast.
Hagner over to Randolph, right wing, dribbling down to the corner to Hoff. Back up to Randolph, over to Hagner, left wing, down to the left corner to Eric Burgess. Feeds into Muxlow, he goes in for the layup, no good, gets his own rebound, this one's no good, and still loose, brought down by Bisher. Over to Mirop, left wing for three, lets it fly, this one's air ball, and rebound, Muxlow. Muxlow at the free throw line, over to number four, Randolph, back up top of the key to Hagner. Hagner trying to feed into the low post, it's stolen away by Bisher into the hands of Jeff Wright. Wright dribbling in, on from the left side, he goes up for the layup, he gets fouled on the way up, he goes to the line for two shots.
Foul's going to be on Caleb Muxlow, and that's going to be his second personal.
Number 22, he's only a sophomore, believe it or not, third team foul for the Green Devils. Sending it Jeffrey Wright to the line. So far in the night, he's 2-for-4 from the free throw line. And that one was no good. Substitution for Brown City has number 32, Hoff, sitting down. Mirop sits down as well as Bisher for Obley. Second free throw good from Jeffrey Wright. He has 13 of the night, cuts it down to a 4-point deficit for the Bearcats. Hagner gets across the timeline, but then throws it backwards to Jeff Randolph. That's going to be a over and back turnover for the Green Devils.
Changing defenses is very confusing, and this time Ubley just went ahead and brought it out, and Brown City did not check where their feet were.
Right with it, left wing, and Drapesky dribbling down. It goes with the reverse layup, and this one gets rejected by the bound of the rim. Rebound, Brown City. Here's Jeff Randolph. Over to Hagner, just beyond the timeline, down to the corner, and he anticipated that Kalsak would go to the lane. Instead, he does not, and it goes out of bounds. That is the fourth turnover this quarter alone, 12 on the night for Brown City. And Ubley ball, 90 feet from their own hoop, right to left across your radio. White jerseys, orange stripes. Brandel breaks the press, feeds it up to Klama on the give and go, but Brandel ran over a defender. You guessed it, Eric Burgess draws his fourth offensive foul against Ubley. And that is the third personal against Brandel and the second team for Ubley.
I'm going to attribute that to being a sophomore.
Top of the key over to the right wing for Jeff Randolph. Dribbling, screen for Muxlow. Top of the key now again, picks up his dribble. Tries to feed down to the low post, number 24, Burgess. Klama intercepted it, and then we have a foul, and it'll be against Burgess. That's Burgess's second foul, team's fourth. And the fifth turnover of the third quarter for 13 of the night. Right to Brandel across the timeline. Dribbling back at the top of the key to right now. Dribble to the left corner for Kabowski for three. Yes, he got it. Kabowski with 7 points and is back to a 1-point ball game, 33-32. Brown City hanging on by one. It was 28-23 at halftime. Number four, Randolph dribbles into the low post, dribbles back out, gives it off to Burgess, goes up for the layup, and this one's in for two. Burgess with 2 points, six on the night, first point since the first quarter. 35-32. Ubley trailing by three, and Klama goes up for the layup, jump shot from the right side, and he traveled with it. Third turnover for Bearcats in the third quarter, nine in this entire game. 3-point ball game, 35-32. Brown City by three. 2.5 to play in the third. Across the timeline is Randolph. Skips pass to Tkalsak. Back to Randolph. Dribbling to his right. Now back to Tkalsak. To Randolph. Top of the key. Pass to the left wing, down to the corner to Burgess. Long two, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Ubley ball. Jonathan Bisher checks back in for the Bearcats, gives Jepeski a breather.
35-32 with 2:05 to go in the third quarter.
Brandel can't hang on to him, but somehow he does right midcourt, and Burgess steals it for Brown City. Here come the Green Devils. To Kalsak with a jump shot, no good, and on the rebound we have a whistle. And it will be Ubley ball. Fouls against, I believe, number 24, Eric Burgess gets the call with the foul. That's his third, team's fifth. So Kamonski will inbound this for Ubley. Opposite side of the court, into Brandel, against Kalsak. Jonathan Bisher, right wing, down to the baseline. Spin, puts up the layup, jump shot, and he's fouled on the way up. And he'll go to the line for two shots. Brown City starting to foul here like it's going out of style. That is the fourth foul against Van Buskirk. So more than likely he's going to have to sit down with a minute 44 left in the third quarter. Minute 44 left in the third. Bisher at the line, shooting first free throw. This one's short. Bisher is 0-for-3 from the free throw line and has 0 points. Van Buskirk checks out, and the big man, Brad Palmer, a senior for Brown City, checks in. Bisher's second free throw, that one is good. 1-for-4 from the free throw line. It's 35-33, 2-point difference, Brown City on top. Austin Hoff dribbling, picks up it up at the top of the key. Now into Randolph's hands, being guarded by Kabosky. That one, actually in a man-to-man defense now. Brad Palmer with it, left wing, over to Kalsak at the free throw line. Goes up for the jump shot just inside, no good. Rebound, Jonathan Bisher.
Ubley is playing a really good defensive ball game, I'm going to tell you. They're really making it hard on Brown City.
And we have a push against Brown City as Brandel tried to turn a corner there, and Muxlow decided to shove him down like an offensive tackle. That'll be the third personal foul for Caleb Muxlow and the seventh team, so that sends Brandel to the line for 1-1. He's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. On the night, he has 3 points. Muxlow checks out. Number 23, Ryan Woods, checks in. Minute 9 left in the third quarter. Brown City by 2, 35-33.
Brandel is 50% from the foul line this year.
Ubley has outscored Brown City 8-5 so far in this third. Free throw from Brandel. This one's good.
It's always good to get that front end of 1-1.
It doesn't look pretty, but somehow it goes in. So now it's a 1-point game, 35-34. I'll say it. I'm not afraid to say it. And the second one rims sat on top of that rim and no good. So it's still a 1-point ball game. 60 seconds remain in the third quarter. Randolph across the timeline. Into the corner to Hoff. Hoff into Palmer, and we have a timeout called by Troshak and the Green Devils with 54 seconds left. A 30-second timeout on the WLAW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Out of the timeout, Brown City throws it all the way to the top of the key to Ryan Woods, over to Randolph, down to the corner to Hoff for the jump shot on the baseline. Hits the rim twice, no good. Offensive rebound, though, to Ryan Woods, and reset the offense with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Third offensive rebound for Brown City in this quarter. They have 6 rebounds in the score altogether, 13 in the night. Into the corner to Woods, double team coming there, and he throws this one into the backcourt, and this is going to be an over and back call Again,